We're going first to the Middle East, and you've been listening to in the news bulletins, their strikes by both Israel and Iran continued overnight and early this morning, with the Israeli Defence Forces also declaring it had struck a target in southern Lebanon in the town of Nagora, which is where the HQ of UNIFIL is located. We heard last night also that the Irish embassy in Tehran has now been shut down, and the remaining two diplomats who had remained there to this point, including the Irish ambassador to Iran, Lisa Moore, has now departed. Niamh Smith, to you first. Can you talk us through just the scenario planning and what brought us to that decision yesterday evening to get the remaining Irish diplomats out of Tehran, and what that means now for that embassy operation?
Well, of course, it's a very, very worrying time for everybody, and our diplomats. You know, the work that they do on the ground is invaluable and incredible. And of course, we don't want to put our diplomats in any sort of danger at all. So it's hardly surprising that our diplomats have been moved from Iran out. Obviously, the airspace has been closed down, so they've been moved via land. And obviously, it's my understanding that there was a likely interception of the Irish area of operations as a result of the ongoing war between Iran and Israel in the Middle East. Force protection measures were taken by Irish troops in the area and the personnel.
So this is the strike then that has been confirmed, yes, just this morning. And just for context for listeners, because that has been breaking news this morning, with that strike confirmed by Israel in the town of Nagora, which is close to where the UK HQ of UNIFIL is located, Camp Shamrock is about 50 kilometres. So what you're saying this morning is all safe, all accounted for, but did have to take cover.
Absolutely. And I know that Taoiseach and the Taoiseach are obviously keeping a very close eye on this incredibly difficult situation. And just to go back to the point, Donia, I suppose we're all very mindful that globally this is a very fragile time for peace and security right across the world. This has put a focus on that particular region of the world, and I suppose diplomacy is what we need. I was delighted to see that the EU-Israel Association Agreement has been passed now.
And just given those overnight moves, so the Irish embassy in Tehran now closed, that will become a remote embassy, presumably operated out of Dublin. What will that mean for any Irish people behind in Iran? There's something like maybe 30 Irish people still inside Iran. What options do they have if this continues to escalate?
Well, it's important to note that all of those people, I think it's around 29 people in Iran, are in constant contact with our diplomats and with the embassy, even though they're working remotely. In Israel, we have about 200 people, as far as I understand, as well. All options will be open to them to evacuate or come out of those countries as soon as they feel.
And is there the potential that the Irish government might have to close offices that it has in Israel yet, and an administration office in Palestine? Is that under active review all the time?
It's all under active review. And just to answer your question, this has been watched hour by hour, not even day by day. Very close watch being kept on this, that our diplomats are protected, but also that our Irish citizens, if they do want to evacuate, that option is there for them. And it's just important to say that a lot of the Irish people and Irish descendants who are living there are there a long time. They're not people that have moved there in recent times. So to evacuate is probably a big decision for them and their families. But the embassy, the consulate are all keeping a very close eye and in contact with our Irish citizens out there.
And I will just, given that strike this morning in southern Lebanon, we did reach out to the Defence Forces on the programme here. They sent us a statement to say they can confirm that all Irish personnel deployed in UNIFIL are well and accounted for. Defence Forces personnel take the necessary force protection measures as is appropriate for the security situation. Camp Shamrock, they did confirm, is approximately 50 kilometres from Nagora. Gary Gannon, Social Democrats, your reaction to all of that, the instability, the closure of that Irish embassy in Iran overnight?
I mean, the closure of the Irish embassy in Iran overnight, I think, is welcome. We have to do everything we can to keep our diplomats safe. I mean, in the week that's passed since Israel first started attacking Iran, we have had somewhere up towards 650 deaths that are estimated at this moment in time. This is a very dangerous situation. So closing the embassy under those circumstances is just warranted. It's safe, and hopefully we thank our diplomats for the work that they're doing. The situation as it is, I mean, we are living in a hellish present at the moment. I think this is a conflict between Israel and Iran, but we can't remove ourselves from what's also happening in Gaza and elsewhere, and diplomacy is failing. We are seeing the G7 last week, where the leaders of the G7 were effectively giving Israel a carte blanche, actually, to continue on as they are. We're hearing about Iran potentially having nuclear warheads or nuclear capacity. But we
and know Lebanon then specifically, given that escalation again this morning?
Again, I think, once again, I think where troops who are in the UNIFIL missions and around Camp Shamrock, all we can ask them to do is keep to bunker down to stay safe, that we're constantly monitoring that situation, as we have been. We had a situation last year. We had Israeli tanks going up almost to the walls of Camp Shamrock. So their troops are, unfortunately, they have become used to situations like this. I'm sure they're well trained to what's going on.
Sorka, your level of concern this morning?
I would be extremely concerned, and I think the focus here really needs to be on de-escalation at this point. What we're seeing is absolutely horrific, but there is the opportunity for the Western powers to put additional pressure on Israel, additional pressures of Iran to step back from the brink before this leads to something that is going to cost human lives in potentially the hundreds of thousands and have a massive knock-on effect across Europe. But in terms of what happened last night, in my opinion, what you're seeing again is a further emboldenment by the Israeli government, who, remember, fired on Irish diplomats a very short length of time ago, who have repeatedly waved a flag of annoyance, almost taunting at the troops that are on the UNIFIL mission. And that is a direct result of them not being held to account by the international community for their actions to date. So am I surprised and shocked at the events of last night? Absolutely. Are my thoughts and prayers with our troops? Absolutely they are. And also of our diplomats. But when you look at this, you are seeing a state that is involved in this conflict in particular, in my opinion, using it to distract from the weaponized starvation and the absolute atrocities that they are carrying out in Gaza.
OK, and it's fair to say we'll continue to monitor this and cover the story on RTE bulletins throughout the day. We'll leave that there for now. And back after the break, we'll be looking at health warnings on alcohol products. Will the threat of US tariffs mean that commitment will be shelved?
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.